It's a me, Mario.
Hey guys.
This is a video game based podcast called Get in the Car Gamer.
The opinions and ideas expressed within are solely ours. They should not be taken seriously by anyone.
So lighten up or light up
and enjoy the show.
Hey, get in the car, gamer.
It's just going up, the ads.
Round one, fight.
You win.
What's going on, everybody? How's everyone doing? I hope you're all well. Welcome to Get in the Car Gamer. I'm Josh Longmire, and with me as always,
Kevin Clay.
I really quick want to shout out my ad blocker up to 7,200 and 7,400 ads now blocked and
I just
counting.
Just keep thinking of in Scarface, the incredible amount of bullets he takes at the end. I mean, he takes what, 40, 50?
Oh, yeah, easily.
60. I mean, he's just standing like, your fucking bullets can't kill me.
Running on cocaine.
Yeah. Well, I guess when you replace your bloodstream with cocaine,
yeah,
it doesn't need to really flow. You just need to stay powdered.
Yeah, it's just the energy flows through the powder. The powder doesn't move.
Yeah, the powder gets wet. The electricity.
You're kind of like a mummy, like mummy blood.
Yeah, that's true. You are. You're dusty.
Mm-hmm.
But the dust is pure coca.
La coca. I just got back from Texas.
It was a little vacay.
Got to see my grandparents.
Excellent.
Before I left, I was playing the Gotham game.
Okay. A little more Gotham Knights.
Wasn't digging that.
No, you weren't.
I'm gonna get through it.
You're gonna hate fuck it.
Is it a hate fuck yet,
or is it just like let's see if it gets any better?
It was heavy petting.
It's a hate. It was a mean, heavy petting.
Very heavy petting when I left off, but we were on our way.
I understand.
To something worse.
Okay.
So
something so much worse.
But yeah.
All right. Well, I've begun Metal Gear Solid 4. An incredible game only on the PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
I literally dug my PlayStation 3 out of where it was to play it. And even a few months ago, this is how incredible. This is the lifespan of the PlayStation of Metal Gear Solid 4 for me. In 2019, before COVID happened, PlayStation said, hey, we're not giving out free games for the PlayStation 3 after this month. This will be the last one. And I went, oh, it's kind of fucked up. But then I went, okay, console's been out a minute. That was 2019. That was a long time ago already. So in 2019, I downloaded the last game for PS3 for free. Metal Gear Solid 4. Since then, I have had to put an SSD in my PlayStation 3 to make it not even really faster, just to make it work. Had to put OS on a SSD and put it in there.
It's wild. IGN gave this game 10 out of 10.
Metal Gear Solid 4?
Yeah.
Well, the opening sure is a 10 out of 10.
Metacritic's 94.
What?
That's
pretty high.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and as somebody who loves, and we love Metal Gear Solid, I am afraid it will be excellent. And
Snake, man.
But it's weird because Otacon is the same age. And he's like, Snake, we can go to another doctor, get another opinion. And he's just like,
smoking. I don't give a shit. Look at my fucking Kevlar muscle suit that I'm wearing.
Absolutely.
I'm enhanced.
Yeah,
he's enhanced to the max.
He is. He's very enhanced. There's a lot. Like, it's very robot-y. You know, people are being mech'd out. There's geckos everywhere. There's little Metal Gears everywhere. It's kind of got the same vibe as Revengeance. That, like, whole, like, war is, everybody's talking about it, you know,
yeah.
we all work for war.com. We all go to work at the warhouse and shift pallets
war
of war.
Factory.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you bubble wrap that war real good.
Yeah.
So it gets there. it's been very that, but it's the game starts. Kojima has the game start with a lady playing a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But the questions are about like private military groups. And I was like, oh, that's pretty weird. And then I pressed the start button to see if I could skip it. Cause like, I was like, all right, come on, let's move it. This is clearly loading something. Just eight channels. You just change it. When you press start, it just changed the channel to some other weird shit Kojima cooked me. There was a cooking show about the Doomsday cooking show. There was like some puppets. And I was like, what the fuck is going on in here? And then the game started and Snake's like, war's not even cool anymore. And he flicks a cigarette and you immediately start stealthing. What I found is cool.
Uh-huh.
He has a suit that if you press up against a wall and you just stand still for a second, like as long as you're not moving, the suit just takes, it just chameleons. So like you just like 85% camo immediately, like in most places. Really, it's just your face.
Hmm.
And then he even will do this thing where he'll turn his face away. I'm a wall.
You can't see me.
I'm just a wall.
You can't see me.
But it really works because I've had dudes walk right by me and be like, all right. Just
fucking keep going. That's a wall. All right, I'm going.
The only thing that sucks is we've come a long way from the PlayStation 3 controller gamers. It's not a good one.
No.
Wouldn't call it a good one.
It's probably poor small.
One. Oh. It's funny you say that. It does feel like I maybe got it out of a 25-cent claw machine. I do. I pick it up like this, and I go, it's really small. The battery doesn't last super long, maybe because it's old now.
Okay.
But I played a lot of Call of Duty with those back in the day. I never bitched or complained one time, but now I hate it. But I'll have more to discuss there for sure.
All right. Right on. Well, let's get into this this dang old podcast here about news of the gaming variety.
We got
a Game Informer article. It's a review of Rise of the Ronin. We're gonna talk about Warzone going after boosters. Have you been boosting? Don't boost, kids.
Yeah, it's not steroids or anything cool. It's just boosting. So we'll have to talk about what boosting is and why Call of Duty's so mad at you for it.
And then for the greatest game of all time bracket tournament, we are down to the finale, the finalists. So
the Game Informer bracket, we're coming back at you with another
Game Informer game.
It's the thing about informing. The bracket is that you might be surprised to hear who won and lost to get to where we are. But the finalists are being announced today by us. So
awesome.
I'll be excited to share it.
All right. Well, let's hop into this. We got a review by Imran Khan. On March 21st. It was posted at 6 a.m.
Ooh, early.
Early bird.
Yeah, I bet a computer posted that. This motherfucker had this in for a week. Snoozing, dude. And Rise of the Ronin is a game we've been pretty excited for. This was samurai shit. He had a gun in some points, but this is like Team Ninja's first open world sort of deal.
Yeah, dude.
They're making their Elden Ring.
Released on March 22nd, 2024, published by Koei Tecmo. Let's see. In a mad world, only the mad are sane.
Ooh.
A Joker. Stirring Jonkler. Line from Akira Kurosawa's 1985 samurai epic Ran urges us to remember that in times of chaos, strange and unconventional ideas may actually be wise. In Rise of the Ronin, I argue Team Ninja exemplifies that madness with an open world title far outside its usual comfort zone. Unfortunately, even in a mad world, seeing the wisdom in many of the decisions made here is difficult. Mm-hmm. Rise of the Ronin is Team Ninja's first open world set against a backdrop of 19th century Japan.
That's the 1800s.
And, yes, it is. Tells a historical story of political upheaval and revolution as a new pathway for the a developer that primarily focuses on tightly designed levels. There's a little to be upset about in its open world execution. It is lamentably about as standard as open world design comes, with content littering across the map, but little of it compelling enough to seek out.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sounds like he's got some growing pains.
Collecting cats for one quest giver, foreign books for books for another, photographs for a third, and so on, start out feeling shallow and only ends up crumbling into the busy work that grates over time more than it enhances.
Okay.
These activities are clearly meant to freshen up the standard gameplay loop with distractions, but they are left me scratching my head necessity of being an open world game in the first place. That make you know the side quests kind of
when they're there,
you gotta throw a couple in that actually build towards something or add to the story.
They have to be cool. Yeah. You can't. They can't. They definitely can't. The Final Fantasy 15, I think it was. It had so much of these that I stopped doing them. Like, it would be like, hey, man, I need 7 shells. And it's like, I don't know if you noticed, but me and the boys are running a kingdom. Like, we got shit we're doing. I don't want to go get you 7 shells. And I just stopped doing them. Mm. Now, why can't... You know what people need to do? They need to make a game with 20 quests and then make all of them as tits as possible. And then shave off 5 of them and make those side quests. Mm. They'll be fleshed out and still have something to do with the story. But maybe they can do something else a little fancier. You can have a few of these these fetch quests, these sort of things. But there's got to be something to do. Collecting cats, sure. Collecting cats, but I had to fight a giant like ghost that was eating one. Like, and it's been eating them. And it was a big quest to find the Japanese... Oni, cat eating Oni. Could be cool, right? And then you're fighting a ghost with a samurai sword,
right?
And you're shooting it with a flintlock pistol.
Yeah, just going on missions that are just kind of like wasting, like, you know, here's something to do.
Here's something to do is exactly right. Or even worse, you haven't been to this part of the map yet. I need to make you go over there. I haven't pipelined you through our open world game enough, so I need to force you to get over there.
I think this also comes from like games being kind of forcing themselves to be open world, just because it seems, I guess it's because it's popular. They feel that they need to.
It's to fight the fight,
you know.
I think two things happened.
RPGs got real popular again.
Yes, they did.
And then people were just like, I wanna roam and do my own thing and. Customer, God,
you don't want to do that.
itching my throat.
But they don't want to do that every time. They think they do. They think every game should be like that, but it can't. You only have so much time. You can't 150 hour fuck. You can't finger a game every game for 150 hours. Some of them you got to slide in and out, and bust, and then be like, that was a great game,
right?
Like, in fact, I think I'll play it again before I go to bed. You know what I mean? Like, some of them need to be more concise. And I think, number one, I think people in charge of money were like, yeah, well, Elden Ring won every award, so get to work. And I think number two is a bunch of people were like, oh, man, making an open world game looks fun. And then they 40% of it is fun, and then 60% of it isn't. And then that's where the cat collecting quest comes from.
It reflects in the game itself.
Absolutely.
It just, you know, whether or not
you can feel if you're doing something that is that matters. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you're playing a game to like have a good time, to enjoy yourself. If you find yourself feeling like you're clocking into it, you're not going to keep playing that. Or you'll just resent it. Like some of these people are like, I can't believe I'm getting back on the fucking game. God damn it. Just be pissed. And you can get pissed if you want, but I would.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth
it. All right, moving on. Where Ronin suffers, is how intensely concentrated the game is on this single mechanic. As fun as it may be, to the exclusion of the variety. I skipped a paragraph because I was just like, whatever.
No, I feel you. They just talked about how parrying stuff. Yeah.
Of solving every person or every single problem in the game with parries takes. An often enjoyable action forces me to do it 1,000 times with little in the way of combat diversity. I begin to feel like a hammer in the world full of nails, with a litany of the same tasks to do that lost their novelty long before I hit the credits, regardless of the different stances and skills that do not feel especially addictive in the additive to the experience.
Hammer world. Nail world, hammer time.
I think so basically jumping to the end, almost nothing in Rise of Ronin is outright bad, but it is an exhibit A in any argument about why action games are not dozens of hours long or why open world designs do not fit every mold. Mm. For all the inspiration that game wears on its sleeve, it never rises above them. And thus feels like a title in search of an identity and desperate for a specific kind of player. sometimes at a good time, just not for a long time. See, he gave it a 7.
Isn't it weird how his last paragraph doesn't feel like a 7? It feels like a 6. It does. Like, it yeah, feels like he got it's so spiteful little... at the end. Not, and it's fair, you know? Yeah. He's allowed to critique it like this. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you from what he said. I can tell a few things outright. Number one, not one time in any of the many, many hours I played Sekiro did I go, wow, I'm tired of doing this. Never once. So that is a problem. If you feel like parries are somehow annoying,
maybe don't play this type of game.
Right, because like...
But I don't think it's supposed to be Souls-like.
Well, it isn't. The only reason I say it kind of is because Team Ninja's like latest stuff with Neo was kind of in that vein. But it's still closer to their old Ninja Gaiden shit. And this is too. This is open world Samurai Gaiden. And that's tits, and it's cool. They're saying it didn't need to be open world, and maybe that's true. I think more people need to do this interconnected world thing.
Looks gorgeous though. The game looks nice.
It does look really nice. Are you going through the screenies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does look really cool nice.
Stuff going on here.
I have no idea how your guy is just barefoot through all this. It feels like that would be some of the toughest part. And then also your drip at one point. Look, he's got some like captain's drip on.
Oh yeah, he gets up on a ship and fucks up a British dude.
Oh shit! Yeah, he is fucking a British dude up. I'm going backwards, sir. I'm sorry.
Looks like he has like flip flops on or something.
Okay, that's better. This also kind of has a Bushido blade sort of thing because you just straight kill people and then I mean you just straight slice them open and they die. It's pretty good. They reviewed it on PS5. They were calling it a pretty good sort of situation on the PS5. I'm sure if you come to this from that PC world, you might experience this in a whole new. Well, actually, no, it's not even out yet on PC. So that's it.
That's get a all. PlayStation.
Get a PlayStation 5, motherfucker, if you want to play this. I did not know. Maybe they've got a new Team Ninja. Maybe they struck a deal with Team Ninja.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to watch with great interest Team Ninja's
their growth and the path they take. Yes.
Yeah. And if Sony just buys them one day. I swear in Japan, you must be able to like Sony's so tall, you must be able to just see some of these like, hey, it's Team Ninja. Let's buy them. And then, like, a big Amazon drone just picks up all the people that work there, delivers them to the Sony building. I own you now. Go to work.
You are mine.
Go to work for PlayStation.
PlayStation.
All right. Let's move on to Game Rant. Our man, Luke Deman, very cool name, has a little article here. Call of Duty Warzone going after boosters. Going you after boosters.
Don't boost, bro.
No.
Don't do it.
Is Call of Duty anti-vax? What the fuck?
Dude, don't boost it.
Activision is taking a firm stance against players boosting their Call of Duty Warzone accounts, threatening to issue bans against offenders. Let's talk about what's going on here.
It says, what highlights, is the deal?
Highlights, cheating and boosting. Cheating and boosting in Call of Duty. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Have you seen this? Folks, Activision is threatening to ban Call of Duty Warzone players who use boosting services to artificially inflate their skill rating. Ah, yes. There's ranked mode again. Mm-hmm. I forgot completely. Interesting. All right. The news comes as boosting lobbies, also called bot lobbies. I thought that's what you call a lobby you just worked. What are we taking? That's a fun name to call people who are bad at the game that you just beat. No, you don't call it whatever. Boosting lobbies, not bot lobbies, are becoming more and more prominent within Call of Duty Warzone, allowing players willing to risk their account a faster way to improve their skill rating, but not actually be that good. So, interesting tidbit there. Activision is seeking to put an end to this activity, ensuring all players stay on an equal playing field. Call of Duty Warzone originally launched in 2020 and continues to plague the world, I'm kidding, and serves as a series of attempts to capitalize on the battle royale genre that has effectively taken over the video game industry. I'm going to pause here. We're all over it. Not any of us really give a fuck about Battle Royale anymore. It's over. I'm letting you know right now. Stockholders?
Bail.
Well, I mean, just stop, you know, stop working towards it, because it's, we've been drinking this piss for years. PUBG is still one of the finest to do it. And no one even touched it. It was, hey, I'm going to do something novel. Other companies, no.
They wanted the bag, man.
And Fortnite really is the only one who won.
Oh my, yeah.
You know, I mean, they won, and that game sucks. That's not even that's a battle royale where you and your friends build fucking tea party houses. Jesus. I'm sorry. I digress, though. However, players are reporting seeing an increase in cheaters at the top of the leaderboards within Call of Duty Warzone, and now Activision is going after those responsible, according to a new statement shared by the official Call of Duty Updates account on Twitter. The company has made it very clear that players using any method of skill rating boosting will face massive consequences. Call of Duty's skill-based matchmaking has been a prominent feature for years, but boosted skill ratings are reportedly becoming a major problem in Warzone. Activision has revealed that its team Ricochet has issued 29,000 total bans to offenders. Along with the bans came a harsh warning. Artificially inflating skill rating will not be permitted. So, it has here, we have a little tweet here that 29,000 people were banned, and let's see the full gist here. We will consider all available technical and legal options for shutting these illicit services down. So let me tell you about these boosting lobbies, okay? I if you just go over here and you Google Call of Duty Warzone boosting like services, we'll find one. No worries. So this is, here we go. I'm not going to say the name because we don't believe in that. Play your game yourself, gamers. But okay, I found one here, and here's what we got. So this is a person who will, you give them your account. You give them all your info. They're going to log in, and they're going to have their team get whatever you purchase. I'm going to show you a few things that that you can purchase from them, okay?
How much does that cost?
Oh, wait, you don't even want to hear it. Oh, some man. Of them. But let's just talk about this. This is, if I wanted someone to get on my account and get the ultimate camos for multiplayer, zombies, and Warzone, and have all of them. So that's 500 camos that I'm not going to play the game to get. That would be $1,400.
Yeah, but how long does it take?
Does it take?
Yeah.
They're almost assuredly cheating. So probably not too long, if I can be honest with you. Hmm. Now, this is just to get camos and stuff that are hard to get, that are otherwise tough, you know, that you might not be able to get skill-wise, right? This doesn't even get to like I want to just boost my skill rating. Let's see how much that is. Yeah, helps customers unlock weapons and win matches. Get up to 5,400 SR. Here we go. You have to put where you start, okay? So, I want to get to Diamond. That's the
highest ranking. Yeah.
But not top 50 or top 250, you know, not leaderboard worthy, but I want to be in the top, you know, the top ranking. And I'm going to say I'm an Xbox player, and my current MMR is, let's say I want to make it to 4,800. Sorry, I have to do some math here. I want to make it to 4,800. I'm currently at 1,100. That'll be $300. $300 someone could pay. And if you want to go even further than we talked about, like if you want to somehow be in the top 250, that's when we're talking about major, major money. That's we're talking about $800, $900, $1,000.
How can you feel like... awesome. Now, I know that there are some people that just have money and don't care.
And they want to look like they're good at stuff. I do know that there are people who don't know the value of a dollar who, like you said, will buy this. Mm-hmm. And won't like, they'll be like, cool. How long does it take? Sweet. I want them. And I'm not good at the game, so I'm going to get them. I totally agree.
To like brag?
Yeah,
to show your homies like how good you are?
Oh, homies.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're random strangers on the internet?
Yep. Yeah, I guess. And to have, like, I remember in the Rainbow Six times, people would have their shit boosted just so they could have a charm that said they were a diamond in one season.
Oh, my God.
And then be dog water with that charm on and just what happens then?
This is class warfare what this is.
I think you may be right. This is definitely class warfare. But you want to know why Call of Duty's going after it? He already knows. I'll tell you why. Because you're paying them instead. You're paying these people.
Yeah.
Instead of paying for my skins. You could have paid me for the gun skins. Why are you paying someone else to play your game for you? Call of Duty is so angry.
Can anyone tell that you bought a skin versus earned a skin?
Basically, I think in your way was the only way where your homie would be like, dude, you're dog shit. How'd you get that? No way. It was you. Would you have your big brother do that?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's the type of shit. That's the only time you're going to get, you know, sussed out. Otherwise, no. I mean, doesn't matter. This is kind of interesting because, they have to take control to do it. This isn't like buying skins and stuff where they just like unlock it because they have like an unlocker. This is like someone's got to, even if they're cheating, someone's got to go on there and like use your account to work people. And then now you're perpetuating somebody getting cheated against, which is, that's tough. You know, like, look at the cycle of
warfare. There'd be no benefit.
Call of Duty class warfare.
There'd be no benefit to you for playing on that account after it's boosted.
Mm-mm.
There's no reason to play on it because you can't get any better. You might as well just
and
have
if you go into ranked
that
after that, diamond level ranked, and you're dog water, you're gonna get worked. Either another cheater's gonna fucking shit you out,
what if
or
it's
a dude who's really good.
Yeah, but what if it's a room full of everyone that just paid for boosting and everyone's
that's
playing,
what I want.
Everyone's playing like level like 10, you know, like
I would pay.
Hey, look at me.
I would pay $5 to watch an hour of full god cam, 100 people cheating at Warzone on one map. I want to see the cheating battle royale.
They don't know that they're
no.
Like,
everyone thinks they're
that'd
the
show.
Everyone
great.
Thinks this is me.
This dude's cheating. This like they're all like
they're
trying
all
to dime
cheating
on each other.
And yelling. No! How did you know? No way, dude. No fucking way,
that
bro.
That'd actually be awesome.
I know. It'd be sick. I used to watch cheater versus cheater Counter-Strike lobbies. It was amazing. Someone would be like, dude, it's fucking Blue's 100% cheating. Dude, fuck that guy. I'm turning my cheats on. You'd be like, no, dude, what? And then all of a sudden, it'd be two dudes spinning at light years. Jumping around, spinning three times. It was nuts. It was outrageous shit. And you'd be like, okay, this is a different type of sport.
Dude, that's awesome.
This changed from regular sport to like, it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's like the steroid Olympics.
It's steroid home run derby.
We need people roided up to see the true potential of man.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What if we use 100% of the brain?
I want to see a garden hose sized veins. Like, on the
side of its head. I want to see a cock vein going into your brain from how much Adderall. You're Adderall and cheating. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Performance enhancing? Oh, no. Performance disrupting. Performance.
I want dudes so muscular that they can't even, like, wipe their own ass.
I think that already exists. I think you get to, like, Schwarzenegger level.
And those dudes,
you have to have a bidet.
Those dudes play, like, soccer.
Flit. Yeah, absolutely. There he goes. Slowly lumbering towards the ball.
Oh my God.
They're not very swift. But the power. The power on the kick.
Just a fucking giant vein going across the side of his shaved head.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a tumor.
Call of Duty boosting is a lose situation. Yeah. Unless you're the guy making money off this, in which case, make your bag while you can, because ever since this Nintendo thing, apparently no mouth too small to shit down. That's all I'm saying. They came after fucking Yuzu, dude. That was a bunch of dudes who were like, I love Nintendo. That was them. I want to play Nintendo games better than they let me do it. Squish their little head.
Stay down.
Get out of my face.
Damn.
Watch yourselves, cheaters and boosters.
Let's just play the game. Let's play the game. Let's have fun.
Yeah. Get excited, too, because they're bringing back more old maps from Warzone because they don't understand why you're not playing it anymore. But you played it back then. So let's bring it back. Get ready to play Rebirth Island again in fucking 7 days. I know you guys were all so hyped about
it. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Saw that article. I didn't want to talk about it.
No, and we won't.
All right.
Call of Duty's bringing back another thing that you liked before, so you must like it again.
Send the money to P.O. Box 977, Fort Myers Beach, Florida.
Check or money order.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about vote for the, you know, greatest game of all time. Bracket tournament for Game Informer. They're settling the score.
Yes,
they're saying they're making it definitive, and I'm sure they'll do this again next year.
Oh yeah,
and it'll change,
and then it won't be definitive at all.
But yeah, they've gotten to the finals. Last time we popped in, we were in the quarterfinals.
Yes, we were in the quarterfinals. And we had made some predicishons.
Mm-hmm.
Let me open this as big as fuck, and we will go through how our predictions went down up until the finals. The finals still being voted on to this moment, by the way. As of your listening, you can vote right now, but we're not going to tell you yet. No, it'd be too early.
Mm-mm.
It'd be too early to tell you. Mm-mm. All right, so let's talk about our winners here.
What happened here? What happened to the picture? Oh, click to enlarge image, but it's not letting me do the zoom in.
Here's what you do. Right click this, the one that you made bigger,
mm-hmm.
and then do open new image in new tab, and mm-hmm. it'll give you the big fucking one, dude. The final boy.
Oh, perfect.
All right. So we're going to go through the list here and our predictions and see how we did. We start with The Witcher 3 versus Mass Effect 2. Josh, you said The Witcher 3 would prevail.
Yes.
And it did.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
We also, right on down the list, we had Red Dead Redemption 2 going up against Super Mario 64. And congratulations to the two of us. We both put Red Dead Redemption 2 forward, and it did go forward. Right. The Ocarina of Time, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, went up against God of War, the 2018 one. You had put Ocarina of Time would win. I had put Ocarina of Time would win as well, and we were correct.
That was an easy one.
That was a weak, super weak pull-up on that. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic went up against Baldur's Gate 3. And the two of us fighting recency bias as hard as we could and thinking more people would think classically.
Yeah.
We both voted Knights of the Old Republic, but Baldur's Gate won. Baldur's Gate 3. If you had told me when I was a kid, when my brother was purchasing Baldur's Gate 2 and I watched him play it and was bored to tears, crying, almost crying how bored it was compared to how cool like Final Fantasy and Crash Bandicoot are.
Mm.
If you had told me like in 2024 or 2023, that'll be the shit and everyone will suck its dick so massive, I would have been like, nah, no way. Shit is played.
Mm.
I didn't even know PC games existed back then. I was but a child. Enjoying my Nintendos and my PlayStations.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead and take the other side.
It was Last of Us versus BioShock, and Last of Us won.
You had put Last of Us would win. I had put BioShock would win.
Okay. Let's see. Metal Gear Solid, Breath of the Wild.
And we had both put Metal Gear Solid to win.
That was a personal choice.
Yes,
you know,
it was.
But what are you going to do?
And we lost.
We probably didn't. We didn't vote with our gut. Mm-mm. We voted with our heart. Elden Ring versus Legend of Zelda Link to the Past.
Let's see. It looked like we had both put Elden Ring for the win, and it got it.
Three fucking Zelda games in this thing.
Yeah.
And then Elden Scrolls 5 Skyrim versus Final Fantasy. Was that 12?
Seven.
Seven?
I had put Final Fantasy 7 for the win. You had put Skyrim. Skyrim ended up being the winner.
All right.
And then we'll just go back up. Yeah. This will be pretty easy.
Go ahead.
The Elder Scrolls and Skyrim went up against The Last of Us. Oh, wait. Did I go too far? Yep, too far.
Yeah.
Skyrim went up against Elden Ring, and Skyrim prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
Breath of the Wild went up against The Last of Us. The Last of Us prevailed.
That's okay. Yeah, all right. And
that's
then,
a tough. That was tough.
Witcher 3 went up against Red Dead, and Red Dead prevailed.
Yeah, Witcher 3 had no fucking chance.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice.
Polish shit. Pass.
Yeah. The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time versus Baldur's Gate 3 and Legend of Zelda 1. I think that that's appropriate for Baldur's Gate and Elden Ring to get to where they got.
Yes. Very well done. And then lose.
Yeah. And this might, you know, that might change over time. Lot of time, you know, over the course of many, many years, people's opinions on games change as a whole.
I've been thinking about what would happen if this Elden Ring DLC isn't good. Like, it would be uncharacteristic for it to be not good,
mm-hmm.
for the time that they've taken on it and for their usual credence. But, like, that game was just, like, everybody was sucking that tit down. Like, that they busted into the open market so flawlessly that I just wonder if there's room for them to fall a little bit. I don't want them to. Don't take that as me unwell wishing my favorite game company. Just that I hope it's still, I hope the pedigree continues. So now we have a pretty intense matchup here.
Yeah, we got, what do we got here? We got, well, no, we skipped Red Dead 2 versus Legend of Zelda.
Oh, shit. Okay, and Red Dead 2 had to go up against Ocarina of Time.
And which they, is they lost.
Which is tough.
Yeah.
And then we had The Last of Us going up against Skyrim. Ooh. Yeah, I don't see how The Last of Us could win that one.
Mm.
Red Dead versus Ocarina of Time, that's kind of a new versus old. Like, quite a bit down the list.
So, in the finals, now you can put up your graphic.
And now I will.
Oh. Yes. Zelda versus Skyrim.
This
Boogaloo number 2.
This is going to be quite the tough one. I think, I guess, based on how Ocarina of Time cleaned up.
If I'm going to, I don't know. If I was going to vote with my heart, I'd say Skyrim. But if I voted with my head, I think I'd say Zelda.
I'm going to agree with you that the smart move here, the money move, is to go with Zelda.
Uh-huh.
I will go ahead and say in front of God and everyone on the podcast that I have never finished Ocarina of Time.
You can? You can beat that game?
You can.
I didn't know that.
You can. I didn't.
No, I didn't either.
It's not that it was bad, but it certainly did not grip me like it's gripped many of my peers. And that's fine.
Yo, I remember getting so far into that game and then getting myself into a situation where I could
you didn't
not,
know.
I couldn't.
It was.
I could not get any further. I think my save was in a weird spot where, like, I like somehow screwed
you fucked yourself
myself.
Up.
Yes,
you were in a soft lock. You were dead.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't undo
that
it.
That was it.
Well, that's back in the day. That's enough to never play a game again. I mean, that's like, oh well, I tried.
I was really far. Or felt like I was really far. I was, I was.
They
kid,
did.
But anyway.
They did make a full Unreal like port of that, remember? Mm. So I don't know, maybe if you wanted to
give it a run.
Yeah, if you wanted to replay it, I suppose there was a good way to do it. This will be an interesting matchup for sure. I'm gonna go ahead and cast the podcast vote for Skyrim.
Yeah.
Because that's what we would vote.
Yep.
So excuse me as I do my due diligence.
Mm.
And I vote. Please wait. You voted. Thank you. Thank you for answering the poll.
Oh, I'll vote too.
Nice.
Skibidi D.
Two people strong. We've already discussed at length some of the choices that were made at this list, the way it was pulled together, the numbers, the reader's poll from before, etc. But I think it would be even really interesting to run this bracket in 3 months and see how fucking different it is with, you know, same kind of sample size, maybe some of the same people, but maybe even just switch up the brackets a little bit, see who lost out early, but could have won, you know, but could have gone the distance.
Just a reshuffling.
Yeah.
A reshuffling of who competes against whom.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night is the best Castlevania game. Had to go up against Red Dead 2, first draw.
Just right off the bat. Yeah, that's it.
You know, like, that could have been stronger. Doom 2016 is on here, but not Doom. Or Doom 2. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of weird stuff on here. New Vegas had to go up against Super Mario World, and it's, you know, it's tough. Some of these were tough, and
Animal Crossing went against Knights of the Old Republic.
So Knights of the Old Republic got a bye week. You know what I mean? I mean, like, some of these just didn't even have to put their shorts on and go on the court. I mean, it was absolutely nuts.
Chrono Trigger versus League of Legends.
Who won? I don't even fucking know.
Chrono Trigger.
All right. Thank God, at least. Chrono Trigger versus League of Legends.
Oh shit.
New Vegas versus Super Mario World, I'm super butthurt about. Super Mario World's a fucking might be one of the best 2D Mario games. But New Vegas might be one of the best games ever created by Obsidian. So I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah.
Uncharted God of War 2018 versus Uncharted 4. Who even cares?
Last of Us versus Dragon Age.
Dragon who? I love Joel. Feed me Pedro Pascal's tongue. I want it.
Damn. So I guess that's how they do it. The first seed and last seed play. And that's why seeding is important.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that.
So that the right team goes on.
Right. For the tiers win. Yeah. I don't know. I want a reseeding. I demand a reseeding.
I think that's what we can't because that. Well, I guess you'd have to just shuffle
because
between
it's their power rankings, right?
You have to shuffle region, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4, mm-hmm. And then recast the. Well, I guess there's only four ones, right? The four best teams are one seed.
And who decided their power ranking and how?
Yeah, I guess the power ranking would be where you'd have to like reshuffle.
I'm going to sim this. I'm going to sim this at night every night and see who wins.
I'm going to put in an AI and just have it run about 10 trillion times.
Absolutely. And, yeah, figure it out.
We'll see. We'll suss it.
Figure it out, AI man.
All right. Well, get down there and vote.
Yeah, you guys got to go.
I think that is a mother frickin' podcast.
It sure is. If you want to vote, go to GameInformer.com/GameGauntlet2024. That is the entirety of it there. Guys, we're so happy to be back after our short break. Presenting you a podcast about video games, and we're so happy to do it, and that's why we do it. We hope you enjoyed it. We have been and will continue to be Get in the Car Gamer, a video games based podcast available everywhere podcasts are consumed.
Will Smith approves.
But the home base is at soundcloud.com/getinthecargamer and on Spotify. We also do a live Twitch stream Mondays and Thursdays. Yeah, I know it's not Monday right now, but you're not here to yell at me about it. So how would you know? Mondays and Thursdays at twitch.tv/getinthecargamer, where you can join in on the fun. And we could ask you guys questions like, you watching this Nickelodeon HBO pedophile thing? Stop it. Stop that right now.
There's more positive things out there, but it is important to have the message out.
There sure are more positive things out there, and we want you to be enjoying them and your life. So until next time, guys, if you like the show, please give it a like. If you want to hear more, please subscribe. And it's time to get out of the car. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.